What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
And welcome to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. Happy to be with you again this morning. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. I got a chance to see the interview with Greg Gutfeld and Jimmy Fallon last night.
Yeah, I missed it. I was looking forward to it, and I haven't seen any clips yet. Was it good?
I watched the clip that the Tonight Show posted on YouTube, and I watched the whole thing, and it was... I thought it was a little... It was okay.
Really? In what way? Was it just okay? Maybe it sounds like you're saying it was kind of underwhelming.
I felt like the audience was definitely not into it.
Oh, well, I'm sure, because they wouldn't be fans of, you know, of his.
Well, they didn't really talk politics at all. There was no politics that came up. It started with a story about how Jimmy Fallon met... Jimmy Fallon met Greg Gutfeld, and it was at a bar, and he was talking about them being super drunk. Now, keep in mind, Jimmy Fallon has a reputation for getting like blackout, fall down drunk,
which I don't think
they like to talk about.
I have no idea.
They definitely don't like to talk about that. So when he starts telling the story about, oh, I remember when we met each other 15 years ago, you probably don't remember because you were blackout drunk. And I thought, and they tell this whole story, which is just fantastic, by the way. And then they talk about how Jimmy Fallon at this time would have been off of Saturday Night Live, so he had money, and Greg Gutfeld was broke. And then they talked about all these other instances where Gutfeld just, you know, bounced around to jobs until he got to Fox News. It was kind of interesting. We might have to play some clips coming up, which is very well. How about... You know, it's so funny because this is kind of inside baseball. And since it is 5:07 in the morning, I think some people get inside baseball every once in a while when it comes to radio. But we have to do the short list, and we didn't pick the clips for the short list yet. So we should probably pick some clips. Drew, do you want to get it started? We'll just do it this way.
The Mark Cox short list.
How about we start
month by month
three?
With median household income. This is based on unpublished Census Bureau data. It will be released sometime in the next 6 months, but we get an advanced look at it. And so I was telling the president, in his first 5 months in office, starting in January through the end of June, the average median household income adjusted for inflation for the average family in America is already up $1,174.
Okay, that's up pretty high when you consider... inflation and everything else. I don't know if it keeps up with the pace of inflation. Here's the other problem. I find that in the most part, whenever they come out with these numbers, I'm always well under what they say most people made. So either a lot of people are making a lot more money than me and their percentages just bounce up higher, and I'm just below the peak. So Drew, I'll let you pick the rest of them.
Well, the position that we do have is that we want to see a stable West Bank.
So the big thing is the United States wants this to end. They want to see stability in Gaza. And when Israel came out and said, we're just going to take over the Strip in order to hand it back over to people who are not terrorists, it's getting a lot of people talking.
Our group is committed to ending this corrupt special session.
And Andrew Cuomo said he would not accept Donald Trump's endorsement if Donald Trump were to endorse him. Okay. I mean, I understand in New York, Donald Trump may not be the most popular person in the world. I thought at one time there was a possibility that he would be able to get some people on their side, but not so much. So he's saying, lay off. We don't need your help.
I've been fired a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm telling you at home, you think firing is bad?
Yeah.
It's the best thing in the world. People think, oh, my God, I'm fired. What am I going to do? You always end up someplace better. So I got fired from Men's Health, where I was the king of abs for the 90s. If you remember 5 Minutes to Flat Abs,
yes.
I wrote that.
That was Greg Gutfeld, part of him talking about all the different jobs he's been fired at. All right, so Kim, do you want to hear the story of how Fallon and Gutfeld met at a bar? Or would you like to hear the story of Greg Gutfeld's new game show?
Gosh, I don't know. Which one's better in your... I did not know that he was thinking of... Is he being for real that he has a game show idea?
Yeah, it's... So the game show apparently is already filmed because they showed a clip of it. And the idea of the game show is that you basically sequester 4 individuals in a house for 100 days. And then when they come out, you quiz them on news events that happened in those last 100 days.
Okay, so that's the one that's... There is a show that's already been airing. And that, okay, so that is his show. I knew there was a show where they had sequestered people, I think either right after the election, after Trump was sworn in, or right after the election or something like that. Okay.
So that he describes the premise of the game show. So we only have time, I think, for one of them. Do you want to hear the game show idea or how they met at a bar?
Let's do how they met at a bar.
All right. So this is clip number 16.
And you look at me and you have your eyes just to kind of explode, and you run towards me and you tackle me like you're like a giant golden retriever. You're like on top of me. And so we're wrestling. We're wrestling, and then you change, and you start wrestling my buddy Andy. And you're wrestling him, and you guys get on the ground. You guys are now on the ground wrestling. And I like, so I pull out, yes, so I pull out a cigarette, I light a cigarette, and I'm smoking it, and you stop, and you come over to me, and you grab it, and you crinkle it, and you go, these things will kill you, and you threw it. And then I go, dude, I go, I'm not rich. You're rich. I have to put that. Cigarettes are expensive in New York City. I yell, and you just, and all of a sudden your face changed and you looked sad. And then you left.
Yeah.
And,
nice to see
you. And then 5 minutes later, you come back with a fresh pack of Parliaments and you hand them to me and you go, here. And I go, that was really sweet. You want me to die.
So that's how they met at a bar, apparently. He said it was a weird bar. They had a mutual friend who he said he looks like a Viking that started a bar in a shipping container, and you had to bring your own drinks, and then he would charge you to get
what kind of a bar do you have to bring your own drinks to?
One that would definitely not fly today. There's too many regulations with health code. So they said after that, they hopped in. Fallon had a driver, so they hopped in his car and they went to another bar, which he said was like one door down. So he was just flexing that he had a car. And then they get in, and it's a gay bar. And the only reason you know that is because at 8 o'clock, the bartender takes his shirt off. And then he said, I think that was it. And then they both black out or something like that.
I'm just surprised they didn't. There must have been some sort of an agreement beforehand on the topics that were off limit. And maybe politics was one of those topics, because that seems like the obvious thing that people were curious to see how they would handle that. And it's interesting that they decided not to address it.
Well, I would think that you're coming on to the show and you are, you know, even though you're on cable news, you're someone that is also on in the similar time slot, not exact, but similar, doing the same type of idea of a show. Even though Fallon was around first, Gutfeld definitely is more successful when it comes to total viewership.
Oh, yeah.
So that plays a factor. And that didn't even come up. The fact that he had a show on Fox didn't come up other than the game show, which they definitely played some clips from. And it seemed like the audience was like, they're not into it. Like, you heard a couple of laughs there, but I'm telling you, those laughs were few and far between.
Yeah.
In some of the other stories. The game show idea, Greg got fired a lot. And it almost felt like Jimmy felt he was doing this interview, not that because he wanted to.
He was forced
to. He felt like, you know, I'm just going to try to make the best out of this and see where it goes.
Well, is it sad that Jimmy Fallon's ratings probably went up because Gutfeld was on his show? It wouldn't be the same. Like, if Fallon went on Gutfeld's show, it wouldn't have an impact on ratings. In fact, if anything, it could have the opposite impact.
Yeah, it was the only reason I decided to seek out the audio clips. And then I went to our good old trusty audio website. They only had one clip on there. So I had to go onto YouTube is where they post the full interview. And it was like 10-minute interview. So, I mean, that's a pretty good amount of airtime, I felt, for the guests. And then they previewed coming up Good Charlotte.
Good which Charlotte. Are they still performing. A thing? Yeah, I've not heard of Good Charlotte since I was a teenager.
No, it's been a long time. So I guess these legacy groups are really starting to make Blink-182 and Offspring are just like killing it on the concert trail right now. So Good Charlotte's thinking to themselves.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
They want in.
Better get in on this.
On that money train. Well, it's a Friday, and we got a lot to get to, including Israel saying they will proceed to occupy the entire Gaza Strip. Let's talk about that coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk.
Once there was a way to get back home, sleep pretty darling, do not cry.
Your Welcome back. Your own soldiers have been accused of killing innocent Gazans who are in line for food. That's the accusation, almost on a daily basis. Can you defend that?
Yeah, I could deny it because it's Hamas accusation. They're the ones often who are doing the shooting and waiting for our soldiers to respond. And in fact, very often they don't respond. But all these stories are repeated ad nauseum, and the people don't even bother to check the facts. We're doing everything that we can to avoid civilian casualties.
And this is something that is consistent with the people that we've talked to as well, the reality of the situation. So you have certain news networks that are talking about the humanitarian crisis where they show starving children and they say this is because of Israel. But is the question really, are they double checking that? Are they looking for why that is the case? Are they really stopping it, or is this more Hamas propaganda? So what we find, and I forgot who we talked to, and was it someone from Heritage? I don't, maybe Jim Talent, when we asked him at one point, we asked him, hey, what's really going on here? And he said, well, keep in mind, a lot of the humanitarian aid is coming from a third-party source, meaning non-governmental dropping this off, and they're telling us that Hamas is intercepting, stealing, and then withholding this either for their own people, for their soldiers, or for selling it for whatever reason. And it's definitely not Israel that's doing this. Mm-hmm. So keep in mind, the aid is coming from somewhere else who can give us an unbiased account of how it is getting plundered. And they're all saying it's Hamas. So I think Benjamin Netanyahu is telling the truth here.
Yeah, you know, it would also just be to Hamas's benefit to steal the food, because then they can release those images of those children who look, you know, really tiny and starved. And then it tugs at the heartstrings of everybody. And then they, of course, can say, well, this is because Israel's not giving, you know, our people, the Palestinians, the food. And like you said, people aren't double checking that information. But it's interesting because, And Mark made this point, I think is a good one, and that is that there was a picture of a baby that went viral, and I guess it's the mom holding the child. The mom looked fine. She looked fed. The baby looked starved. But I mean, as a dad, there's no way, if you had one piece of bread, you would not eat that bread yourself. You would give it to your child, right?
Yeah.
So why would the mom then not be starved, but the baby is?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I think the most likely scenario is they probably use that child as a prop. Probably
exactly.
Not, and they might not even be related to that
right.
woman. And I mean, keep in mind, this is the same organization, Hamas, that would use women and children as shields for bullets in order to try to stop attacks while they're shooting back at you.
Right.
I mean, this is the cowards that we're talking about that would hide in hospitals.
Yes.
And operate in them because they realize that if we do this, they're less likely to stop our operations.
Yeah.
They are definitely a terrible, terrible organization. And this is the reality of what's happening there if these major networks want to admit it or not. So this is part of what Benjamin Netanyahu is planned. He says, essentially on Fox News, Bill Hemmer was sat down, did an interview. I think this was over in Israel, and was asking him, quite frankly, what is the plan here? So this is clip number 14, if we can play that.
So we put...
Will Israel take control of all of Gaza?
We intend to, in order to assure our security, remove Hamas there, enable the population to be free of Gaza and to pass it to civilian governance that is not Hamas and not anyone advocating the destruction of Israel. That's what we want to do. We want to liberate ourselves and liberate the people of Gaza from the awful terror of Hamas. And you were in the Gaza Strip today. Yes. You met Palestinians who are fighting Hamas because finally they see that they have a future. They can rid themselves of this awful tyranny that not only holds our hostages, but holds 2 million Palestinians in Gaza hostage. That's got to end.
Are you saying today that you will take control of the entire 26-mile Gaza Strip as it was 20 years ago to this month in 2005?
Well, we don't want to keep it. We want to have a security perimeter. We don't want to govern it. We don't want to be there as a governing body. We want to hand it over to Arab forces that will govern it properly without threatening us and giving Gazans a good life.
So there's a few things he says there that I think is important to point out. And one where I actually would, this is one that I would double check on. So he mentions that there are Palestinians who are welcoming them to come in and take over the situation. I'm guessing they're in the minority there. I'm guessing they are very low down the totem pole in the sense that there's probably not a lot of them because most of them fear for their lives to openly say that they don't like Hamas. I mean, it would be like a death sentence if someone found out you said that in that occupied area. So I don't know if they went to go visit and they heard people asking for it. They may be overplaying that card, but ultimately speaking, when all you know is the propaganda and the, I mean, iron fist where they'll chop your head off type of mentality, then I don't know how many of them were openly asking for Israel to come in. But number two, the other thing that I think is good to point out is that Israel has been consistent with their opposition to everything that's going on. They haven't really gone around changing their minds, which goes to show you the strategy is there to begin with. And the consistency is something that I think plays in their favor when it comes to their truthfulness, their intentions, which I think is important because they're not just going out there and throwing whatever against the wall and seeing what works. They've had this plan, I think, from the very beginning that they got to eradicate Hamas. You can't have your partner as a terrorist across the river and then expect them to just stop trying to kill you. So I believe Benjamin Netanyahu here.
I do too. My only question would be, he's talking about how they don't want to govern it, which I don't blame them, but he's saying, okay, we want some Arab nations to govern it. Okay, well, there has been tension between Israel, the Jews in Israel, and these Arab countries dating back since before Jesus was around. So I think that's my question is, he's saying we'd like some of these Arab nations to govern where they're providing a good life more or less for the Palestinians, but they're also, there's a security, you know, like a perimeter for us and they're not trying to attack us. But I question if that will always be the case. If you have the Arab nations in charge of Gaza, how is there not going to be some sort of tension? It's been, again, it's been going on for thousands of years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a terrorist group, that. But still, there's tension there.
Yeah, they might not like each other, and they may, you know, be in competition with each other. It's a lot different than them throwing bombs across over and over and over again. And when they run out of bombs, them throwing, I guess, lighting kites on fire to try to start building fires on the other side, you know, floating things over. This is the type of stuff they're having to deal with on a daily basis. You know, when we get here in the United States, an alert from the National Weather Service on our phone, hey, there's a thunderstorm warning, better take cover. You know, when we get those type of warnings on our phone, we're annoyed by them. We're like, oh, this is so stupid. Like, again, I'm going to go run down to the basement for a thunderstorm. Like, be real here. Or it's in the middle of the night, it's 3 a.m. and you get a Amber Alert and you're like, yeah, like I'm going to run out at 3 a.m. and start looking for a license plate. You know, you start to roll your eyes, but imagine living in Israel where you get several alerts a day that there is a missile headed in your direction.
Yeah.
And that's the reality they have to live with when there is a terrorist as your neighbor. And then you look at Western media who are sympathizing with Hamas, the terrorist organization. Shame on all those people that are sympathizing with them. And this is a terrible humanitarian crisis self-imposed by them in order to give them more justification to continue their terrorist ways. It's absolutely horrific. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Kim on a whim.
Ryan, you and I have been out of the dating scene for a little bit, you longer than I have been. But I found this clip interesting. It's gone viral. It involves Charlie Kirk, who I'm sure you know about. And these two guys who, it sounds like they just started up a podcast, and Charlie says that he's like, I never even heard of these guys, you know, but they're younger and they're trying to get their start. And so he's like, I have a soft spot for people, the podcasters. And so he agreed to go on their show, and they start talking about dating and who should be covering the bill, the check on the first date. Listen to this interaction between Charlie and these two podcasters.
Women want to be able, they want to be taken care of. I know this is like super provocative, but like deep down, they want a man to be able to provide for them. financially.
Should a man pay on the first date?
100%. Like, what kind of a wuss beta male is splitting the check? But like, who are you? It's like, I'm just sorry. It's scrub dishes before a woman paid for it.
I split the check quite a lot.
So I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you. You guys are great. That's incomprehensible to me. I think that's
to me. I thought it was a great financial decision. I've just
okay.
Like,
so from your prism, I totally get that, and like you have really good financial discipline. I'm sorry. Like I would be so humiliated if I find that to be the greatest beta male like humiliation
to save money.
To like the idea that a woman that you're trying to court. Now, if it's like a friend
as a first date, you don't even know if she's like
matter.
The quality.
It does
worth.
Not matter. I'm sorry.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Money you save is not worth the honor that you compromise.
See, it is such a big deal.
It's a massive deal.
He did not hold back at all, which, by the way, I appreciate. I'm curious from a man's perspective to get your thoughts on this, because mine have changed over the years.
I am so cheap, but I would never once consider letting the date pay. Not once, ever. And I'm as cheap as they get. Never would I allow that to happen. You have changed your opinion on
this? A little bit. So I went on a first date. I mean, this is like 15 years ago when I was living in Des Moines. And I remember I stupidly offered to split the check with the guy. And I think I ended up even paying for it. Or maybe, I don't know if I offered to pay for it or offered to split it. I ended up paying for it. And he said yes. Now, it was my mistake that I even offered. But the fact that he allowed me to do it, I mean, I feel kind of bad because for guys, I think sometimes they fall into this trap of the woman offering and they feel like, oh, well, maybe she will feel disrespected if I don't allow her to do. And that really is part of the problem in today's society. There's so many feminists out there who are saying, you know, well, I should be able to open the door myself and I don't need you to open the door for me and I don't need you to pay my check and did it all these different things. You know, it's about like if, you know, I can do anything you can do. And so I think it creates confusion for men because in some cases they're trying to be respectful to the women and honor that. But then the woman, in some cases, will get upset if the guy actually allows her to pay. And things have really changed in society. So I probably was more in the camp of, oh, it's not a huge deal if the woman splits the check. Because to that guy's point, you don't really know him. You know, but now I have changed my mind and I over the last number of years and I'm like, no, you're right. You should, if you're courting someone, you should absolutely be picking up the check. Now, down the road, you've been dating for a while, you're an established couple. I can totally get why maybe you would split the bill or she would pay for it at some point. But 100% in the beginning, I believe the guy should be paying for it. And it's funny to hear that younger guy say, well, what are you talking about? I'm trying to save money. I'm trying to be financially savvy. I thought that was the appropriate move for me to make here.
Yeah, the traditional way of doing it is you need to be able to show you can provide for this person because you want that person to, you know, be a mother and take care of your kids. So you have to take care of everything else financially. So the traditional way is to say this is a small token to prove that I am capable of doing this by paying for this meal. Now, if you go back to, let's say, when we're first dating, and I don't know how long you've been married for, but even if you go back, like if you think 20 years ago, like when you're really younger, things were a lot cheaper back then when it came to going out. And imagine today going out and it's like $80 for two people. Then I'm guessing maybe that's where they're coming from. It's a lot more expensive to take someone out for a date. But back in my day, if you spent $50, that was a ton of money on two people. That was like, whoa, man, I could go to Texas Roadhouse and get a Texas-sized meal with ribs and a steak for $15, like back in the day. And go ahead, you can have as many rolls as you like. Put on that cinnamon butter, baby.
I love it. Cinnamon butter.
Enjoy
amazing.
It while you can. Oh,
see, but you can
so
go
good.
On a date. I mean, to me, a great date doesn't necessarily involve a fancy dinner. It could be grabbing a coffee and walking around a park together. So you might end up spending $15 max. I think people forget that you, well, maybe some women want that. That was not me. But I mean, it's interesting.
The coffee? You didn't like that?
No. I mean, like people, the women would want some like ritzy dinner. And I never really care about that. Yeah. I still don't care about that. Mm-hmm. But the dating scene has just changed. I was looking at these statistics and it's talking about how, you know, people are getting back into the dating pool now. Maybe the Gen Xers who had been married or they were dating somebody long term. It just didn't work out. And anyway, they're getting back into the scene. And now people are going online. The majority of people are finding their future spouses online, which, by the way, is how I found my husband. My husband and I actually met on a dating app, which is not how I wanted to meet him.
Farmer needs a wife.
Yes, yeah, that was exactly a farmer needs a wife. Yep. You know, I had this idea of, oh, I want to have this romantic, you know, I'm going to meet him at church and all these things. And when everything shut down in 2020, that really wasn't an option because my church at the time had shut down and I was getting older and I wanted to start a family. And so I swallowed my pride and finally decided to get on an app. And that was how I met him. And like I said, you look at the statistics and it talks about how 40 some percent of people find their spouse online. And then I was also looking, I went down a rabbit hole and it said, which states fall in love the quickest? It says in Missouri, 20% of people say I love you within the first 3 months of dating. I think I was in that camp. We got engaged after 10 and a half months, maybe.
Okay. Kim, I got to imagine if this is going into strange territory, me saying this, please let me know.
Don't be shy.
You were probably, when you pop up on a dating app and guys see like you up on there, I'm guessing your inbox was flooded. Like people were like, there's sharks out there and there's blood in the water, man. Like it was, they need to act fast. Like it, cause I don't know what the dating pool looks like on these apps anymore, but I'm guessing it's a bunch of dudes and probably not a lot of great options for them.
I don't know now. It's been about 5 years or so since I, which is not even that long, but a lot can change in 5 years. My husband thought I was catfishing him. You know what catfishing is? Because at the time I was a TV reporter, and they're thinking, you know, she's not really, that's not really her. So anyway, it was funny.
This is exactly what I'm thinking. It's, they're like, no way.
Right, like she's not messaging me.
So, yeah. So did he tell that story at the wedding, like you guys are standing up there and you're like, I thought she was catfishing me.
I don't think he did, but plenty of people know that whole story that, you know, he was showing his buddy's pictures and, you know, he's like, yeah, there's no way that this is actually the girl. Of course, nowadays you just Google everybody. But I do feel for people who are in the dating scene right now and trying to navigate this, because I've heard it's slim pickings, and that's for all generations, and especially the parents who have the teenagers who are trying to get into dating now, and they're going online onto these apps, and it's like you want to monitor it, but it's very different. It's not the same as even, you know, when I was dating back in high school, and, you know, the guy shows up and he comes to the door and he meets your parents and he sits down and he chats a little bit. I mean, is that happening anymore for the parents listening out there? Do your kids do that? I'd like to know if that's a thing anymore, because a lot of these relationships, again, they're just starting online, and you might have a long conversation with somebody before you ever meet them.
I like the idea of the dad cleaning the gun when the boy comes by. You know, the old movie
scene
where he's got the cleaning kit out, you know, he's got the towel and he's just kind of fiddling around with it a little bit and has a candid conversation about how he knows how to use it. And you better be home by a certain time. Don't make me come find you kind of conversation. So did your husband talk to your dad and ask for permission to marry me?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And that was important to me. But he was going to do it anyway. But yeah, he went over to their house and had dinner together. And, you know, my dad loves to tell the story about how nervous he was.
I bet. I remember going to talk to my wife's, my now father-in-law. And we had the conversation. He was working at the time. So I drove out to him. We met at a Denny's.
A Denny's. I love it.
Yeah, met at a Denny's. And he probably could figure out what was going on when I said I wanted to meet with him. You know, we were dating for a little bit at that point. And I told him. And you know what his answer was? His answer was, well, she's your problem now.
I'm assuming she knows that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. She's your problem. She's your problem now. Oh, thanks.
Is that a blessing? Or so you're saying yes, you would like, you would, well, you know, it's okay.
I guess she's your problem now.
And the rest is history. You guys have been married for how long now?
Oh, no, I knew you were going to ask that. It's been...
Oh, this is the test.
13 or 14 years this year, I think.
There you go.
I got to... I don't remember. Oh, man. She knows I don't always know these dates. It's okay. It's been a little
somewhere
while.
In that range.
I'll say about 14 years.
We'll go with 14.
Coming up this
year. She's not listening right now. She doesn't need to know that you don't remember.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot's changed since then. I mean, but I'll tell you, the traditional way, one that people try to make fun of, like, you know, hey, you don't have to be traditional anymore. I'm telling you, it works. So there's a lot of things, you know, you go and talk to the parents, you ask for permission, you do things proper in a traditional way, and it, I'm telling you, works for anyone listening here.
Yep.
So
wholeheartedly
it's a
agree.
Good path. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. So when I was filling in for Mark Reardon maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I forgot what date it was, but I tell you what, Fred Bottomer is a booking machine.
He is.
I call him the miracle booker. So we had Rob Schneider on.
Oh, really?
SNL fame.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really cool. And he was working on a documentary about the Shroud of Turin, and he was in town because they had the Shroud of Turin, not a festival, but it was like a conference where they had like biblical scholars and skeptics and all these other people get together and discuss this artifact. So we had Rob Schneider on and we talked about the Shroud of Turin and we talked about his faith and what he looked at and why he was coming into town to talk to skeptics about it or agnostics or what not. So it was a panel discussion and he also had a documentary that he was working on. I take that back. It wasn't a documentary. It might have been a documentary in the sense that he may have played the part of one of the people when they do maybe some cutaways and things like that. So what's interesting is that more recently there's been a lot of news about the Shroud of Turin. Are you familiar with what it is?
I'm not.
So you probably have seen it. It's the basically burial cloth of Jesus, which they say has his imprint left on it.
Hmm.
So have you seen anything that looks like an old tablecloth, almost with the only way to describe it, with what looks like an outline of a man? And that has not come.
This is going around on social media? No, I'm surprised I haven't seen that.
This has been around for a long time. Well, the actual thing, the artifact, has been around for a long, long time. So with the different threads, they say is the blood of Jesus. And then some people theorize that after he ascended, mm-hmm. that the light that was emitted imprinted on this cloth. So people have this burial cloth of Jesus. And after many, many years, they've tested it and they found, okay, it's old, but it's not as old as Jesus. But then they retest different parts and they realize it is as old because other nuns and things tried to mend the cloth in parts where it was frayed. So they were picking up on maybe some of the restoration pieces as opposed to the original pieces of the cloth. So here's the new study. Shroud of Turin study unlocks new key details of Jesus's burial, reinforcing accuracy of biblical accounts. So in the research published by the International Journal of Archaeology in June of this year, referencing the garment where evidence of blood clotting was found, they look at it through UV lighting. They test it through multiple samples. Experts studied it. Here's the thing. It's going to be debated forever. No one's ever mm-hmm. going to truly be able to actually identify this as being accurate or not.
Right.
But what they're saying is the more they look into it, the more likely it looks to be accurate, which
that
is kind of
crazy.
Very fascinating.
I mean, who would have had that? Mary Magdalene would have taken that? That's the thing. You know, like, how did that whole thing get passed? She was the first one who saw him.
Yes, I don't know who would have taken it. That's a good point. I don't know if that's known who would have grabbed this to keep it as like a souvenir.
Right.
Probably not the right word to put it. But here's the point I'm trying to make. And, you know, I'm a Christian and I look at different things like this. And I worry about pieces like this because I think when you claim something is of that significance and there's going to be people that try to debunk it. Mm-hmm. And people that say they truly debunk it, I think people sometimes, and this is what I brought up to Rob Schneider, I think sometimes people will have their faith shaken a little if something they truly believe in to be authentic is somehow determined not to be. And then that, for some reason, impacts what they believe because mm-hmm. then they start doubting the truth.
Yeah.
So I look at things like this as mere tourists' attractions. That would be really cool if it was true, but you don't anchor your faith to things.
Oh, 100%. Well, it's like the Noah's Ark thing. Yeah. Have you seen that they're saying that they may have found Noah's Ark and that it actually matched they believe that it matches what they think was the massive boat, matches the dimensions that are in the Bible. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, would that be amazing? Of course it would be. But yeah, I mean, you can't have your faith grounded in that and think, oh, well, if this isn't true, then clearly the whole story about Noah, that never really happened. You know what I mean? And I think you're right. I think people who have a surface level understanding of their faith, that probably is what they're doing. They're clinging to little things like this. And when this gets disproven or they say it's debunked, then they feel they're just shattered.
Yeah. And they might have this experience, you know, where let's say it's out on display and it's on display once in a while. They don't put it out a lot. But then they say, this is proof that this is vindicated. You know, the Bible is true. You know, this is talks about the accounts and it shows that here's a physical piece of evidence we can use to disprove anyone that's a doubter. So what happens if the evidence takes you to say, well, this may actually not be it, or we never may have an answer? Does that mean the thing that you're anchored to, which is what brought you to that faith, or at least to that revelation, if you don't have anything deeper or you don't have any other revelation beyond that, then you're going to find yourself doubting mm-hmm. something that is very true because you took something and you rose it to the level of an artifact to be a substitution for your faith, or at least evidence of your faith.
I agree.
So
it's a good
that's
point.
Where I think we got to be so careful with stuff like that.
By the way, Rob's had a huge transformation. I've listened to a podcast, multiple podcasts with him, and he became a believer pretty recently. And he's talked about how as he became a believer and then I guess more conservative, he's lost a lot of friends.
Mm.
I believe that's who you're talking about, Rob Schneider. Yeah.
Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I brought this very thing up with him, and he basically said, we don't put our faith into, you know, artifacts, things
right.
like that.
You can so put
that's
an
good.
Item.
I mean, that's
right.
exactly what it means. But that was my fear. You know who else has had a big transformation, and they've been very public about it, is Jim Brewer, another comedian right around that same time.
I'm not familiar with
you
him.
Know, remember him from Saturday Night Live?
Mm-mm. I honestly have never been into Saturday Night Live. I've always felt it was overrated.
Well, it, definitely now it's, I don't know, it's going to be on the chopping block, but it's definitely not what it used to be. And that is not a, that really is not debatable, I think. But Jim Brewer, if you look up some of his moments of faith, he talks about moments where he thinks God interjected into his life. He's on YouTube.
That's cool.
And he's not someone you would look at and say, oh yeah, he believed. It's worth looking up on YouTube. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.